It's always great to see that so many beachgoers pack a good book in their tote bags along with the towels and sunscreen. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new novels perfect for a summer read. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. In the latest novel from Ethan Joella, These Same Bright Stars, the lonely owner of a historic family beach restaurant can't imagine his life after he sells out to a corporate chain, and he doesn't know the half of it. Peppering this third novel with snatches from a lyrical guidebook to the town of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, Joella again unfolds a story that illuminates the connections between people who have been in each other's lives for a long time, even as newcomers wander in to upset the apple cart, or the crab cart in this case. As the Kirkus reviewer points out, Jack Schmidt finds that perhaps he's just burnt out enough to accept the offer from local behemoth the Deldine Group, especially as it's delivered by a high-energy, charismatic, and somewhat weird woman named Nicole, a great low-boundaries-type character Joella has a lot of fun with. Though Jack feels obligated and connected to his devoted staff members, it seems one of them is stealing from him and another has a druggy son who has gone dangerously off the rails. Meanwhile, Jack's old girlfriend Kitty is in town to take care of her ailing mother, and she has a secret to share that will first break his heart and then change his life. There's so much to love about this gentle domestic drama, the fraught bustle of restaurant life, the rhythms of the seaside resort town, the quiet importance of male friendship, the often challenging relationships between middle-aged adults and their dying, demented, or difficult senior parents. Both Joella and his protagonist show that nice guys sometimes finish first. In what has been announced as Ellen Hildebrand's last Nantucket novel, Swan Song, a stranger comes to town, and the beloved storyteller plays this creative writing standby for all it's worth. Hildebrand fans, a vast and devoted legion, will remember Blonde Sharon, the notorious island gossip. As Swan Song opens, Blonde Sharon decides to pursue her lifelong dream of fiction writing, and she signs up for an online class. The first assignment is to create a two-person character study, and Hildebrand has her write up a pair who arrive on the ferry in an opening scene of the book, using the same descriptors Hildebrand has. Amusingly, the online creative writing class is totally unimpressed. "I found it predictable," Willow said, like maybe Sharon used ChatGPT. Discouraged, Blonde Sharon abandons these characters, but Hildebrand, thankfully, does not. They are Casey Kapanosh, daughter of the retiring police chief Ed Kapanosh, and her new friend Coco Coyle, who has given up her bartending job in the Virgin Islands to become a personal concierge for the other strangers who have come to town. These are the Richardsons, Bull and Leslie, a wild and wealthy couple who have purchased a $22 million beachfront property and plan to take Nantucket by storm. As the book opens, their house has been burned down during an end-of-summer party on their yacht, and Coco is missing, feared both responsible for the fire and dead. The investigation goes forward in parallel with a review of the summer's intrigues, love affairs, and festivities. Whatever else you can say about Leslie Richardson, she knows how to throw a party, and Hildebrand is just the writer to design her invitations, menus, themes, and outfits. And her hot tub, whew.
The books are The Same Bright Stars by Ethan Joella and Swan Song by Ellen Hildebrand. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.